Good morning and welcome to worship at West End United Methodist Church. We are here to celebrate all of God's saints. Once again, good morning and welcome to worship at West End United Methodist Church on this All Saints Day. We're delighted that you're here, and especially if you're here for the very first time, we're pleased you've joined us, or if you've just begun attending recently, we want to meet you, we want to welcome you. Those of us who are here week in and week out will be seeking out folks we don't know to shake your hand and express our wish that you'll find a home here with us. But if we don't get to you quickly enough, come find someone you don't know, which shouldn't be too hard if you're new to the congregation, and introduce yourselves to us, because we're delighted that you're here. One way to become involved in a congregation like this is to look through the bulletin insert and find that place where you can be involved in what God is doing in and through West End. Lots of opportunities listed there. I'm going to list just a few. First of all, this afternoon at 5 p.m. here in the sanctuary, there will be a sung evening prayer, an evensong, sung by our sanctuary choir, along with St. Gregory's Choir of St. George's Episcopal Church. I know many of you already have this on your calendar, but if you don't, 5 p.m. this afternoon here in the sanctuary. Also, we have just begun a new connections class in McWhorter Hall during our Sunday school hour. It's a time when folks who don't have a class or a small group can come try one out. Each month, a different class will be leading the work down there. And if you don't have a class, you're welcome to just drop in, get to know some of the folks from that class. The Cornerstone class is leading it this month. You didn't get word in time to go today, but next Sunday, okay? Also, we need some help with room in the inn. We have lots of volunteers for many roles, but we don't have enough volunteers for those who are willing to stay over Wednesday night into Thursday morning with our guests. If you are able and willing to do that, if you're feeling led to do that, there is a sign-up sheet in Reed Hall, and you can put your name on that sheet between services. Also, I want to draw attention to this smaller insert. First of all, the Reconciliation Christmas Dinner. I know it's a little early to talk about Christmas, but as we prepare to help make Christmas a very real experience for those who have relatives who are incarcerated, we have to start early. So please look at this. Please see how you want to be involved. Also, if you turn it over, you will find the Covenant of Giving, the Joy Before Us. That is our faithful giving theme for this year. And we will be receiving pledges next Sunday. Of course, we'll receive them anytime if you can't be here next Sunday. But next Sunday will be our consecration Sunday, when we invite you to bring your pledges that will both help support the work that God is doing through this congregation in the coming year, but also it allows you a chance to respond to the covenant that God initiated with all of us. I hope you'll plan to be here. Has anyone in your life been a window into God for you? Someone through whom you see the love of God shining brightly? It's one of your saints. We're going to celebrate all of our saints. And all of those saints we never encountered this morning.
outside the temple gates. The mighty and glorious one is coming. This is the Lord for whom we have waited.
Let us be glad and rejoice in God.
Please join with me in our collect. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear now this invitation. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent of your sins and are in love and charity with your neighbors, and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith and take this holy sacrament to your comfort and make your humble confession to Almighty God. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all people, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed, by thought, word, and deed, against thy divine majesty. We do earnestly repent and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father, for thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake. Forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honor and glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of thy great mercy hast promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn to thee, have mercy upon us, pardon and deliver us from all our sins, confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and bring us to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what comfortable words the Scriptures say to all that truly turn to the Lord. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
Now let us pray for the whole state of Christ's Church. Most merciful Father, we humbly beseech thee to receive these our prayers for the universal Church, that thou wilt confirm it in the truth of thy holy faith, inspire it with unity and concord, and extend and prosper it throughout the world. We beseech thee also so to guide and strengthen the witness of the Church to those in authority in all nations, that they may maintain the justice and welfare of all people. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all ministers of thy Church, that both by their life and doctrine they may set forth thy true and lively word and faithfully administer thy holy sacraments. And to all thy people give thy heavenly grace, that with willing heart and due reverence they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their lives. We most humbly beseech thee of thy goodness, O Lord, to support and strengthen all those who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. We remember with thanksgiving those who have lived and served thee in thy church on earth, who now rest from their labors, especially those most dear to us, whom we name before thee in our hearts. Jean Goodman Stumpf.
Barbara Howard Burris.
Carl Wilson McGinn.
Hilda Johnson Kilgore.
Lena Quinnell Dunn Burns.
John Neil Vincent Anderson.
Emily Bivens Fuller.
Robin Byron Fuller Sr.
David Pershall Everling.
Anne Reese Bright.
Jeffrey William Creel.
Roger Lee Burgess.
Elsie May Frazier.
Judson Graves Randolph Sr.
Margaret Estelle Barry Riley.
Grady Chapman Goodrow.
Harriet Perkerson.
Coleman Perry.
Jean Norris Crow.
Betsy Hurd Borner.
William Wilkinson Earthman Jr.
Andy Girth Nickel.
Jean Bass Crawford.
Margaret Helen Lowe.
Margaret Herring Howell.
Ruby Ellen Caudill Setzer.
And we keep in our hearts and minds others dear to us who also rest from their labors. Keep us in fellowship with all thy saints, O God, and bring us at length to the joy of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our only mediator and advocate. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you.
Thank you.
Please join with me as we pray our prayer for illumination. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and the word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us this day. Amen. A lesson from the Psalter. The earth is the Lord's and all that is in it, the world and those who live in it. For he has founded it on the seas and established it on the rivers. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place? Those who have clean hands and pure hearts, who do not lift up their souls to what is false and do not swear deceitfully. They will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from the God of their salvation. Such is the company of those who seek him, who seek the face of the God of Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. A lesson from the Epistle to the Hebrews. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such hostility against himself from sinners, so that you may not grow weary or lose heart. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. So I know some of you are thinking, Michael forgot to take off his costume from last night, right? Well, if that's the case, tell me who I am. Some of you will know. R. Harold Hips. That's exactly right. R. Harold Hips, pastor, Christian educator, very active in this congregation, whose name was read during All Saints last year, I believe, as he was preparing for his memorial service, giving directions for it. He told me I was going to wear this at his memorial service. He had worn it. He was the only one who had worn it. And for those of you who may not have known him, he was about 5'2". I am 6'3" when I stand up straight. I said, "R, that'll never fit." He said, "You're going to wear it." I'm wearing it. It fits. So on special occasions, we bring it out. And I think All Saints is one of those very appropriate occasions, as we do remember the saints whose names we read earlier in the service. But I know that when we read those names, you were bringing other names to mind, and you were bringing other images to mind of those persons who have been windows into God's love for you. Because after all, that's what a saint is. As Protestants, we believe with St. Paul that all the followers of Jesus are saints. We can all be windows into God for someone. And today we remember those folks who have been windows into God for us. I want to give you three images today. The first is the image of dropping a pebble into a body of water. And the concentric circles keep moving out and out and out. And the first circle is the circle of those names we read today, those who have died, who were members of this congregation, since last All Saints. But then all of those you brought to mind, all of those that you remember as windows into God for you, your saints, that's another concentric circle. And then all those who are members of this congregation who came before us, those we may not ever have had a chance to meet, another concentric circle. And then all of those throughout United Methodism. And then all of those throughout Christendom. Circle after circle of saints going outward. And the crazy thing about this body of water is that God's love has no shore. It has no boundary. So the circles literally embrace everyone who has ever lived. Because we all bear the image of God inside us. We all have that potential to be a window into God for someone. God's love keeps moving and moving and moving, and it has no boundaries. Thanks be to God. Image number two. This one is taken from the text. St. Paul uses the imagery of foot racing. He uses this here and elsewhere, which is a little strange because in his time, foot racing was a part of the Olympic Games. It was a Roman game, and Romans participated naked, wearing no clothes at all, which meant that good observant Jews would not take part in those races, feeling that it was shameful to be or to look upon someone who wore no clothes. But he still sees it as an appropriate way to describe our movement through life, that we are running a race. So I want to adapt this image just a little bit. Think about a modern foot race. Everyone is there, lined up at the starting line, ready to go. They have on their tank tops, they have on their running shorts, they have on their running shoes, except for you. Instead, you have on huge, awkward, heavy galoshes. You have on several layers of sweaters and jackets underneath a large overcoat. And you have on a backpack loaded down with all your stuff. How are you going to do in that race, you think? This is the image that Paul is trying to create. All those things that keep us from running the race toward God, all those encumbrances, our sins, he calls them. A sin being anything that keeps us at a distance from God. Anything in our life that slows us down as we approach that love and reflect that love. Now think about taking off that pack and letting that stuff sit by the wayside. Think about taking off those coats and those jackets, those heavy shoes. Think about how free you are once those encumbrances are gone. We can do that because, you see, we follow someone who has already run the race, who has run it and completed it and stands at the sideline saying, "Here, let me hold those things for you." It's Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, as he's called in Hebrews. Our coach, the one who knows what it's like, who has run the race, who went before and is saying, "You don't need that pack, you don't need those coats, you don't need those heavy shoes. Let go of that. Here, give them to me. I'll put them down for you. I'll put them aside for you." After all, after a while, we won't even have the encumbrance of this body, will we? At some point in each of our lives, we remember on All Saints that not only will we put off all these things that we have put around us or society has put around us that might keep us from God, and we will experience that love face to face in a way that we can only dimly imagine now. The body is a gift, but once we put it off, we experience that love in a direct fashion. That in this life, we find hard to even begin to imagine. Image number three. The writer talks about a great cloud of witnesses. Cloud in the ancient world being a fairly common metaphor for crowd. After all, you go to a football game, you look at the stadium seating, and what do you see? You don't see individual faces. No, you see a cloud of faces. not really distinguishable one from another. You go to a large music event, and what do you see? A cloud of faces, not the individual faces. I guess that's why they had to invent jumbotrons, right? Sometimes, however, when we churches and other organizations do directories, they give us bonus things. And one thing they do for churches is, and you may have seen this, they give you an image of Jesus, hands out, welcoming, that looks like it's made from mosaic. It's actually a poster, but it could be made from little tiny tiles. And you stand back and you see this beautiful, beautiful image of Jesus. But if you walk up close, you notice that those are not little tiles at all. Those are the photographs of all the people in the congregation who have had their pictures made. And all of those photographs put together, as you look at them, as you stand back at a distance and see them, show you Jesus. Isn't that what we're supposed to be about to start with? So that all of our faces are faces of God. Every saint is a face of God, and all of you are saints. We have particular stories about these saints whose names were read today. We have particular stories about the saints that we carry along with us through life in our hearts. But we also are supposed to be windows into God. We also are supposed to be the faces of God for others. Sometimes I wonder if when people stand back and look at the church, instead of seeing Jesus, they see mud wrestlers wrestling over doctrine. Or they see closed doors trying to keep out people we disagree with or we judge to be somehow insufficient. I wonder what people see when they stand back and look at us as Christians. Because you know what the idea is, right? If indeed all of those concentric circles of God's love go on endlessly, embracing all, if indeed we're willing to take off the stuff that hinders us from approaching God and hand it to Jesus when he says, here, let me hold that, let me put that down for you, then when people stand back and take a look at us, you know who they see. They see Jesus. May it be so. Fortunately, we have a lot of help in this race of faith. Some of that help goes far back into history. And today we're going to affirm our faith using one of the earliest creeds. I invite you to stand as you're able, turn to number 881 in your hymnal, and join me as we affirm our faith together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
West End United Methodist Church welcomes all who gather to worship with us today. If you are a guest among us, a special word of welcome is extended to you. Everyone is invited to join us for a time of fellowship in Reed Hall through the doors to your right following our worship service. First-time guests who are worshiping with us today are invited to join the congregation for coffee and fellowship. If you're a college student, you're invited to join the student community for lunch and a time for fellowship and faith discussions in room 315, also known as the Fireplace Lounge. I invite you to take note of the gray cards you'll find in the pew rack. On one side of the card, you can use it to record any comments you may have for church staff or lay leadership. If you desire a call from one of the staff regarding your comment, please indicate that on the card with your contact information. On the other side of the card, you may indicate any prayer request. The card can be placed in the offering plates as they are passed down the pew in a few moments. Please take a moment to record your attendance with us by passing the pew pad you find near the center aisle down the pew if you've not already done so. As a pad is passed back down the pew, please take note of those who are worshiping with us today and greet anyone that you may not know at the close of the service. You may note that there are two roses on the altar today, one on each side of the cross, and they celebrate the birth of John David Jack Garrison, who was born September 12th, to Erica and Dave Garrison. He is welcomed also by his siblings, Lucy and Henry Garrison. And also, we celebrate the birth of Benjamin Isaiah Radish on October 20th to Elizabeth and Evan Radish. Our sympathy extended to Kathy and Eva Whalen, who are mourning the death of Kathy's father, Denny Whalen, who died Thursday, October 29th in Florida. And services will be held in Florida later this week. As Christ has given himself for us, let us in turn give ourselves for the sake of others.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord.
It is meet and right, so too.
It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God. Therefore, with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there, by the one offering of himself, a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world, and didst institute and in his holy gospel command us to continue a perpetual memory of his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and bless and sanctify with thy word and Holy Spirit these gifts of bread and wine, that we, receiving them according to thy Son, our Savior Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his passion, death, and resurrection, may be partakers of the divine nature through him, who on the same night he was betrayed took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke the bread and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is the cup of a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. As oft as you do this, drink it in remembrance of me." Let us pray together. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, we, thy humble servants, desire thy fatherly goodness, mercifully to accept this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, most humbly beseeching thee to grant that, by the merits and death of thy Son Jesus Christ, and through faith in his blood, we and the whole world may obtain forgiveness of our sins and all the benefits of his passion. And here we offer and present unto thee, O Lord, ourselves, our souls and bodies, to be a reasonable, holy, and lively sacrifice unto thee, humbly beseeching thee that all we who are partakers of this holy communion may be filled with thy grace and heavenly benediction. And although we be unworthy through our manifold sins to offer unto thee any sacrifice, yet we beseech thee to accept this our bounden duty, not weighing our merits, but pardoning our offenses, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom, with whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory be unto thee, O Father Almighty, world without end. Amen. This is the body of Christ, broken for you and for all. And the blood of Christ, poured out for you and for all. Let us pray. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table. But thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to partake of this sacrament of thy Son, Jesus Christ, that we may walk in newness of life, may grow into his likeness, and may have the glory of God in him, and he in us. Amen. This is our Lord's table, and you are all invited. You don't have to be United Methodist. You don't have to be a baptized Christian. If you're seeking a new or a renewed relationship of love with God and your neighbor, you're welcome to come and take this holy sacrament to your comfort. We invite you to come by way of the center aisle, kneel at the chancel rail. When you're ready to receive, simply extend your hand. You'll receive the bread first and then the cup. After you've received both elements, you're welcome to remain in a time of prayer if you choose. And when you do return to your seat, we ask that you return by way of the side aisles. If for any reason you need to be served in your pew, just catch my eye or the eye of one of our ushers, and we'll be glad to serve you there. We take an offering at each communion service, and this month that offering goes to support our mission through Promise for Haiti. We have 8 members who are going as a mission team to Haiti the first week in January, and this offering will go to help provide medical supplies for the hospital and clinics there. If you would like to contribute to that particular missional effort, there are 2 plates by the front pews. You're welcome to leave your offering there as you come to communion. My friends, these are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Stand, please. The peace of the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord. Almighty and most merciful God, from thee comes every good and perfect gift. We give thee praise
and thanks for all thy mercies. Thy goodness has created us, thy bounty has sustained us, thy discipline has chastened us, thy patience has borne with us, thy love has redeemed us. Give us a heart to love and serve thee. Today we show our thankfulness for all thy goodness and mercy by giving up ourselves to thy service, cheerfully submitting in all things to thy blessed will. Through Jesus.
Now may the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit go with you and be with you always. Go in peace.